category do you want to be in? Because if you're not in outstanding, you're never going to get the rewards that you're actually entitled to. And here's the other thing. There's no good thinking you're going to be outstanding accidentally. There's not a human being alive that I know of who became outstanding because of natural talent. The people who actually get to the top and stay there longest usually say, Kevin Keegan said, he wasn't George Best who had natural talent but burns out. He didn't have the natural talent and he had to work at it. So what we're talking about here, to get to an outstanding level of performance, you have to have a plan for yourself. And there's something in the middle here that's really important to bridge the gap between being excellent, which is what most people in this room are now, and becoming outstanding. Now, most of you in this room are in fact managers, supervisors, you've got people that you're working with. So fundamentally, to become outstanding for you, one of the key factors is going to be your management of other people. Yeah? You've got to be, however technically good you are, what you technically do, there's a sense in which you have to become a fantastic manager. And I'm going to show you the seven key skills that actually are the very essence of becoming a good manager. The seven key skills that make up really being an effective manager. What I want you to do is just look at it really quickly and ask yourself this question. Which of those seven skills is the single most important skill to be effective as a manager? I just want you to put your hand up, look at them, and just say immediately, as a gut reaction, an intuitive, don't think about it too long, which one of these strikes you as being the number one skill that makes a really effective manager, okay? Because they're all core, but obviously some things, Pareto principle, some things are a little bit more core than other things. So you're ready for it? Okay, so I want your hands to go up immediately. You see the list of seven things, okay? Which one of these? Can you all see? Here we go. Hands going up now. Seven top skills. Yes?
Motivate.
It's my favorite, by the way. I love that guy. Next one.
Delegate.
Oh, watch out for her. She's going to delegate on you. She's got you lined up for it. Somebody else.
Recruit.
Yes, because if we don't recruit effectively, everything else goes to pot. I get so much work because people don't recruit effectively. Isn't it amazing? You sort the problem up afterwards. It's a brilliant. Next one.
Wow.
Oh, there's somebody I want in my team. That's what I do so badly. I need you, Anu. Next one.
Plan.
Of course, without the planning, it all goes to par. Now, you are very, very bright people, but nobody yet.
Why are you throwing me
sick? Why is it? Oh, yet he take the Irishman to tell us this. Well done, Mark. Top of the morning to you. I'll have a Guinness. Okay. Because, of course, the number one skill that you've got to have is not there, and it is, of course, to communicate. And actually, this underpins some of these. You know, it underpins motivation. It can underpin reporting. You know, fundamentally, 85%, it's estimated, in research that's been done by on this, 85% of your effectiveness as a manager is down to how effectively you can communicate. So don't kid yourself that being good at your job and being technically good is going to make you outstanding. It's not.